T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is time to go from the baseball diamond to the gridiron with Brian Baldinger of the NFL Network, NFL Films, and also Fox Sports. When do you get a chance to breathe, Brian?
Well, I'm breathing now, Steve. That's good. I remind myself every once in a while it's a good habit to get into, especially when it starts getting crazy like it is right now.
Here's the thing, I was going to ask you, because I was under the impression you were still working with Philadelphia, the Eagles, but you're not doing that anymore, right? Probably because of all these other things.
Well, I mean, they're still celebrating the Super Bowl here. Their parade is still going on in Philadelphia and around the world, celebrating the first world championship. But they are going to kick it off Thursday night here in South Philadelphia.
Right.
Nick Foles will be under center, the Super Bowl MVP at quarterback, and maybe for the first time he'll have a couple of receivers that they threw to in the Super Bowl play with them on Thursday night.
And I'm sure that Carson Wentz understands the call for Nick Foles to start game number one.
Well, I just don't think he's been cleared to play, Steve. I mean, it hasn't really come out and just, you know, broadcasted it everywhere, but I think the doctors have been very cautious. It isn't 9 months yet since he had the surgery on December 13th, 3 days after he was injured. And it was a severe injury. It was an ACL tear. It was a meniscus tear. It was a tear to the iliotibial band. So it was a little bit more than your, you know, garden variety ACL reconstruction that had to take place. So I think they're being real cautious. He's the future for the next 10 to 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're going to just err on that side right now.
So tough to repeat, unless you're New England. But the bottom line is, not too many people, are you surprised? Not too many of the so-called experts, Brian Baldinger of NFL Films and the NFL Network and Fox Sports, so many people think that the Philadelphia Eagles will not repeat. Why do you think they think that?
Well, I think because the only team that do it in the last 15 years was the New England Patriots, and we've seen a lot of what look like unstoppable teams, you know, stub their toe the next year. I mean, the Chicago Bears were 15-1 and won a Super Bowl, and they never repeated. I mean, you go back, you know, through the annals of history here, Steve. But it's I think that's what the number one thing. I think they're a little concerned about the severe injuries that they had from last season and then throughout the offseason, the surgeries to Brandon Graham and to, you know, Carson Wentz, and, you know, I mean, on and on and on. They had a lot of guys miss a lot of time. Alshon Jeffrey's shoulder, Tim Jernigan, you know, I mean, he's trying to get, a ruptured shoulder put back together. I mean, there's a lot of serious injuries to guys that started that Super Bowl game against the Patriots.
Big news over the last couple of days, disappointing Jets fans and disappointing a lot of other teams, too, with Khalil Mack going to the Chicago Bears. Number one, Brian, were you surprised that he was traded? And B, do you think the trade and what Chicago had to give the Raiders a little bit too much and risky?
Well, I had actually thought that, you know, when there was an impasse, Steve, back at the beginning of training camp, I was on the NFL Network, I said that a team should make the call to the Raiders and just ask and inquire what the compensation would be. It was clear that money was going to be a big issue with the Raiders, and it was. And it was the biggest issue and why he's not a Raider. I was surprised that they didn't sign him. He's an elite player, hasn't missed a start in 4 straight years, Steve. He is a handful. He changes the way the game's played. I thought the Bears would be a great fit. I thought a team that had a quarterback on a rookie contract, like the Bears with Mitch Trubisky, could afford him. And you'd have 3 or 4 years to work with them and to build a championship-level defense with a young quarterback that they've begun to build around with a bunch of acquisitions this offseason. I thought that would be a good landing spot. And to have Vic Fangio, a guy that has coached the defense in San Francisco to a Super Bowl game, I thought would be a great fit.
Brian, let me ask you this. Two first rounders, the Bears better get themselves at least into a wild card because, let's face it already, they're in a tough division and they're not even expected, even with Mac, to be that good. Improved, obviously, yes, with Mac and some new other additions, but how good are they going to be?
Well, I'm going to make a comparison here, Steve, and I'm not going to compare Khalil Mack to this player yet, but in Green Bay, the Packers had Brett Favre, brought him, traded for him in 1992, became the starting quarterback. In 1993, they picked up Reggie White in the first year of free agency, and he was the missing component on that defense. And a couple years later, they won a Super Bowl. They didn't win it in the first year with Reggie, but they did win one. And with Khalil Mack, I don't know that you have to – I mean, is there in a tough division with Minnesota and Green Bay? But I think if you look at the acquisitions of Khalil Mack, the drafting of Leonard Floyd, the first-round pick of Roquan Smith, you've got the makings of what looks to be real monsters of the Midway. They've got a very good coordinator. And I don't know what's going to happen this year, Steve, but I think they're going to be a playoff-contending team by next year for sure. And I'm not ruling him out of this year by any means.
Well, Mitchell Trubisky better perform and live up to some expectations because of the division. And again, we have seen Mac suffer with losing when we saw with the Raiders with Derek Carr going out and not having a good this past season, so forth and so on. It is commonly said, Brian, that the most popular player on any football team is a backup quarterback.
Right.
And last year with the New York Football Giants, when the offense was struggling, and that includes with the Eli Manning bad offensive line injuries with receivers, etc., a tight end, Evan Ingram, catching and then dropping the ball, we were hearing all year long, Davis Webb, and then we saw against Oakland, it was Geno Smith. What? Bottom line is, I think Shermer and Dave Gettleman have done a very smart thing by eliminating anyone yelling for if the offense struggles this year, not expected to, but if the offense were to struggle. I think Gettleman and Shermer realize nobody is going to be clamoring for Alex Tanney or Kyle Luletta.
Well, it's a good point, Steve. I never really thought about it when they released Davis Webb. I mean, obviously, he struggled in his first preseason game mightily. And he just didn't seem like he picked things up quick enough. But to your point, the fans are going to have a hard time clamoring for anybody. I mean, I don't know if they know who Kyle Lauletta is out of Richmond. I mean, he was their round draft pick, maybe. I mean, they haven't really found any successor to Eli Manning yet. And they've, you know, I mean, I don't know that we can even rattle them all off at this point, Steve.
And get this. I mean, Odell Beckham Jr. notwithstanding, Barkley notwithstanding, if Eli Manning, God forbid, is injured, has to miss a game or two or three or more than that, God forbid, again. I mean, Alex Tanney, he last took a snap with Tennessee in 2015. And as you alluded to, from the Colonial Athletic League,
Yes. Here
comes this kid from Richmond. Nobody, I mean, these guys, neither of these two guys would really be able to, like, maybe get a first down, you would think.
Well, you know, Steve, I had this conversation when Teddy Bridgewater was traded to the New Orleans Saints last week. And I was just asking a guy that's a personnel director in this league, if there's 32 qualified backup quarterbacks in this business. And he said, absolutely not. He laughed. He said, there's about 10 or 12, and it's probably true. And you don't know it until you have to do it. Now, the Eagles were fortunate that Nick Foles and his game got raised to the level it did in the postseason. But I would say that if anything would happen to Eli Manning, they'd be in a world of hurt. And they would struggle the way the Green Bay Packers did with Brett Hundley And you go through, you know, a lot of different backups that just weren't able to win a football game in this business over the last few years. But the Giants will be in that boat because it's all predicated. And the offense will be good. There will be openings. There will be lanes. There will be opportunities. But the quarterback has to do his job to make it go. So I would say that if Eli would miss any period of time, and God forbid,
Yeah.
That the Giants would be in trouble.
Yeah, they would. Tanny, geez. A journeyman, and the last snap he took, Brian, as you know, for Tennessee in 2015, the other kid playing against really subpar competition from the Colonial Athletic League. Do you think the New York Jets traded away Terry Bridgewater too soon?
They got pretty good compensation for him. It's hard to, you know, if there's no injuries, if Sam Darnold is good, then you don't think about it. But, of course, if something would happen to Sam Darnold right away or pretty soon, and he has to miss any extended period of time, and now you're with Josh McCown, you're like, well, why do we – I mean, it's an insurance policy. It becomes an expensive insurance policy. And that's what Teddy Bridgewater would become.
See,
No,
I understand, and that is their thinking as well. See, my two cents worth, Brian. I'm thinking, hey, hold on to him for a little while, and see if a team out of desperation, losing their number one quarterback, and you have until the trading deadline. What is it, October 30th, October 31st, end of October, the NFL trading deadline. So, hold on to him to see if a team becomes so desperate that they come after Terry Bridgewater with more than a number three.
Well, it's interesting because it's a great question, Steve. Because that's what triggered the Sam Bradford trade from Philadelphia to Minnesota, with Teddy Bridgewater's knee. You know, was just ruined that practice day up there at Eden Prairie, and the Vikings gave up a number one draft pick for Sam Bradford. They had what they thought was a really good team, and I traded for Sam. Now, you gamble here, because if there isn't a serious injury, if somebody isn't willing to give up the level of compensation that the New Orleans Saints did, then you lose out. So it's almost the bird in the hand is better than two in the bush, that kind of thing. And I think that's Mike McCagan and Todd Bowles thinking here with the Jets right now.
Do you have a sleeper team this year, Brian?
Well, it's kind of hard not to look at the Los Angeles Chargers right now. When you watch just the receiving core that Philip Rivers is throwing to, it's about as good as there is in this business right now. Mike Williams, the number one pick last year, really looks like he's come on to go with everybody else that they have there. And the offensive line has been fortified, Mike Pouncey, the center. That looks like a team that could compete for the AFC West title this season. And Denver, I wouldn't write Denver off. I know everybody is. But Case Keenum, if he played like he did in that third preseason game at Washington with the rookie class that they have, they could compete in that division as well.
All right, real quick as we have to go, Dez Bryant, where is he ending up?
I don't know. I don't know, Steve. It's going to be a desperation shot at this point. But his play was really subpar last year. It really fell off, and that's why there just wasn't much interest. It was just a bad year for Dez. And maybe like Mickey Mantle had a bad year every once in a while. Can he bounce back from that year? And people are not gambling that he is going to be able to. But I can't really forecast that right now. He's not going to go to Cleveland right now as it stands. It's going to take a serious injury someplace on a team that's going to compete, I think, for Dez Bryant to get a shot.
We'd rather see him retire and start the next chapter of his life, Brian. Anyway, I can't thank you enough. Seriously, so this is Brian Baldinger of the NFL Network, NFL Films, Fox Sports. Brian, take care of yourself. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, Steve. Anytime, buddy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.